or something in the air. My day ones know I rap where I'm from. Let's be clear, listen. We used to kick it on the corner by those green boxes. A bunch of screw-ups in a circle, we were deemed heartless. The fiends watching for a come-up, making deposits. Play your cards right and you'll be leaving with some deep pockets. Beatboxing in a cypher, I was deadly. Around the same night, they changed my life with that machete. That's alright though, I was ready for the scenery to change. Now the scars from my past all sit even on my face. This music's in my soul, but these streets are in my veins. Got my city in my heart like it's a piece of DNA. Cause it made me who I am today. Let me take you to the place I grew up. Let me take you to the place I'm from, yeah. Let me take you to the place I grew up. Let me take you to the place I'm from.
Tomorrow, learn what it's worth, what it's taken is borrow. Wow, it's really nice out here under all these stars. Oh, yes, it is a beautiful night. Do you think we're alone in the universe? Wait, what's that?
We are here to test you. How would you like to be tested?
Wait, if we say nothing, maybe they won't test us.
Probably.
Agreed.
What? No! Oh, that's all? You are listening to 90.9 WONY Oneonta. If females from Venus probe you, don't be a baby.
It's those troubadours of traffic trauma, Vince and Larry.
On the road again. You don't buckle up, you're on the road again. Right through the windshield and across the median. Buckle up or you're on the road again. Go ahead, lad.
On the road again. Here comes a semi roaring down the highway. You can't move a limb. Now those 18 wheels are gonna teach the hard way. There's just one way. Stay off the road again. It really hurts to lose a pound of skin.
Oh, it's smart, it's smart.
Who wants a road burn from your toes up to your chin? Buckle up or you're on the road again.
Let's take it home.
Buckle up or you're on the road again.
A message from the Department of Transportation and the Ad Council.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the WONY Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. Here's some events to look forward to this week. On Monday, October 27th, join the Office of Health and Wellness for Coffee with the Counselor Center. This will be happening in Hunt Union by the reception desk from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. Monday is Chuck's Comedy Club, so head on down to the Waterfront Room in Hunt Union to see Sam Morrison perform from 9 to 10 p.m. On Tuesday, October 28th, join the SUNY Oneonta Music Department for the Alden Room Concert Series featuring pianist Adam Kent. This will be happening from 5 to 6 p.m. Tuesday is Trivia Tuesday, so head on down to the Red Dragon Theater to join Student Association for a round of trivia. This will be happening from 9 to 10 p.m. On Wednesday, join the Women's and Gender Studies Department for their event YWGS, happening from 3 to 4 p.m. in the Butternut Valley Room. On Thursday, join the Film Club for their Filmoween event, happening from 6 to 10 p.m. in the Hunt Union Ballroom. Friday, October 31st is Halloween. Join Student Association for Halloween and Hunt, happening from 7 to 11 p.m. Have a safe and fun Halloween, everyone. Saturday, November 1st, join Club Odyssey for an event happening from 7 to 10 p.m. on Main Street. And lastly, on Sunday, November 2nd, join WONY for our general body meeting happening from 3 to 4 p.m. Come learn all about us. This has been your WONY Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. More information about these events can be found on Campus Connections. Keep it locked and have a great week, everyone.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Leaves in a Bag, Episode 3, with Jesse and...
Yeah, and I'm Nate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And today, so if you're new here, we like to talk about whatever we decide to talk about on a certain day, and then we try to play music as related to that as possible. Today we're kind of stretching the definition of that a little bit.
Yeah, but stretch might be a... stretch is definitely a good word for it.
Yeah, but so as it was Halloween yesterday, but we're in college, so Halloween is 3 days long. We're going to be talking about Halloween today. More specifically, we're going to be talking about what we did as a kid for Halloween. Maybe like what we dressed up as and stuff, and then for the first hour, and then for the second hour, we're going to play songs that remind us of our childhood because we didn't really want to play Halloween music.
Yeah, November 1st, I feel like, is like, we don't need to play Halloween music
anymore. We're drawing the line.
Yeah, Halloween music's been playing all week. We don't have to push another day.
Exactly. So, Nate, what'd you do for Halloween when you were a kid?
I mean, for me, I feel like Halloween changed a decent amount only because of, like, where I was living changed.
Explain.
Okay, because, like, when I remember Halloween, like the times I remember Halloween, like, starts when I lived in Stony Point, North Rockland, when I was like 4 or 5, around that age. Like, that's, I remember like Halloween. And for that, it was like, from what I remember, because like that was 15 years ago now, almost 16. It was just like the block, like the neighborhood block that I would like trick or treat on. Like, nothing necessarily like extensive or crazy, like it was just like the like a small section of like the neighborhood that I'd walk around.
Was it good? Like, they had good stuff?
Yeah, I mean, like, it was like, for anyone who's ever been to Stony Point, like, Stony Point is like a really like nicer area, I'd say, and like I was lucky to be living in like a nicer area, because like I remember when I was a kid, like, we would have like block parties and stuff like that. Like, the neighborhood was very like connected.
Like, so Halloween block parties, or just like in general
block? In general parties. Block parties. Like, we'd have them like pretty much like year round when it was warm. Like, winter there wouldn't really be any because it was so cold. But like, once spring and summer hit, like, block parties, I remember, were like a big thing. And like Halloween, I don't know if it was like a Halloween specific block party, but I just remember like the neighborhood getting together and like doing a whole thing. But then like when I moved a little further north, like 10 minutes to Tompkins Cove, which is like near Bear Mountain, for anyone who knows what that is, like, that's more like woodsy areas. So like trick-or-treating was like a little more difficult, I'd want to say, only because it was like the houses weren't as like super close-knit and suburban. Like, I literally lived on the top of a hill, and it was like a big hill. You could even call it a mountain, one might say.
But like, one might say.
So like, trick-or-treating then was like a little more difficult, like, and it wasn't as like super group heavy. Like, it was more of like, oh, like, I had friends in school that I would go trick-or-treating with, like, in their areas, and not necessarily like my direct neighborhood.
Would your parents come, or your dad?
It was like 50-50. Like, I feel like there's times I remember my parents being there, and then there's like other times I don't remember them being there. It's just like, it's been so long that I'm not fully confident enough to give like a solid answer. But I would assume like during that time, like, it was more I think they were more with like my younger sister. Like, if she was trick-or-treating with people, like, they'd go with her, and like I'd be with like my friends and their parents, and like it was very chill. Mm-hmm. And then once I moved to Valley Cottage, that's it, like, returned back to what it was like in Stony Point, where it was like all the neighborhood kids would like get together and like trick-or-treat, and like there'd be like all the parents would kind of just like be in one group, like, right near all the kids, and like all the kids would like go up each street, because it's like, it's a cul-de-sac neighborhood, so it's like they just stand at the bottom of the street and all the kids run up the cul-de-sac, go to every house, and then come back down, and then you walk to the next one with your family. And I did that for a lot of years, and then when I got older, like, Halloween became less like trick-or-treating and more just like hanging out with your friends and dressing up, because I think I stopped trick-or-treating around middle school, I'd say, is when I, like, stopped trick-or-treating for the most part.
What was the first thing that you remember dressing up as, and what was the last?
So, there's a photo of me dressed up as a lion from when I was a baby. I don't remember that.
But like, you know what happened.
But I know what happened. Mm-hmm. The first one I remembered is I dressed up as Buzz from Toy Story.
Oh, Buzz, you're nice.
That's the first one I remember.
It's a pretty good one.
Yeah, it was like, my mom said it was like my favorite costume. I used to wear it like all the time. Like even like not on Halloween, like I'd be like, can I please wear my Buzz Lightyear costume? And she'd let me, so.
Did she ever say like no and you'd like tweak out like, I want to.
I'm sure please. That probably happened, but like I don't have a memory of that happening.
Gotcha.
But yeah, I don't know. For me, it was like trick-or-treating was like a community thing, which I think is like one of the best parts about Halloween.
Yeah.
If you have the privilege of being able to enjoy it like that, like it's one of those holidays that really, I think, like makes you really think like, oh, I live like in a neighborhood with like other people, and like there's some sense of community there.
Yeah, because you don't get that much in the suburbs. So.
Yeah, like you rarely get that. And I think like that was one aspect of Halloween I always enjoyed and like I kind of miss. Because I feel like, I don't know if it's the same anymore.
At least it's not for our age group, definitely.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Oh. Well, for me, personally, what I did... So I grew up in an apartment complex, which, honestly, I don't have a single memory of trick-or-treating there. Just because we lived... It was in Nyack, so... Nyack's a pretty cool place to, like, go trick-or-treating. So it's like, why are we going to trick-or-treat at, like... You know, you can't really decorate, obviously, your space because it's an apartment. So we would go to Upper Nyack specifically because that's where the huge houses were.
Yeah, it's like the rich part of Nyack.
Yeah, and they would, like, always have some awesome candy. And, like, I'm not going to lie, some of the best Halloween costumes, or not costumes, decorations I've ever seen, like... Every year, I don't know what if you ever went to the... I know you definitely did when you got older, but, like, when you lived in Stony Point, did you go to the Nyack, like, Halloween parade?
I don't... Because, like, I feel like there's a chance I might have gone when I was, like, really young, when I wasn't actively living in Nyack. Because, like, my mom had lived in Valley Cottage and stuff before, and, like, we had friends that... Like, my mom had friends that lived in Nyack.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like there's definitely a chance that I went to it when I was really young, but I don't remember ever doing that. And it's not, like, something that's ever been, like, discussed with my family.
Yeah, that's
so
fair.
Like, I truly have no idea.
I had a good time at those. You'd have been to it, though. Like,
yeah.
When you were older, right?
Yeah, I remember going to it when I was, like, when I actually started living in Valley, like, in, like, the Nyack Valley Cottage area. So,
yeah.
Like, third, fourth grade,
that
I remember
sense.
Going.
Yeah, if I'm correct... It's usually the weekend before Halloween every year, if that lines up that way. And we would go to the parade, and then we would go to, like, an after party at my friend Sophia's house, who's actually in Oneonta today, which is a cool thing. So I get to see her later. That's cool. But we would, like, go to the parade. Sometimes I was in the parade. Like, I entered it a couple times just because, like, I don't think it costed anything. It was just, like... Oh, you have a cool costume? Like, sure. And me and my friend Nick and Lucas, but one time me and Nick were like, I was Anakin and I think he was Darth Vader, which is like, yeah, they're the same person. But it was pretty funny. Like, we were having like low-key, like a choreographed fight during the parade, like using the force and like lightsaber fighting. It was pretty cool. Yeah. And then on Halloween, I would go to Lucas's house pretty much every year. Like, I don't think there's a single year I didn't do that, obviously, until we've been to college, which is kind of sad. But we would always do a candy line with our candy. We would see who had the longest candy line, because it means you got the most candy and, like, the biggest candy, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
That was always pretty fun, but, yeah.
Yeah, so my sisters, we had a tradition where whenever we'd get back from trick-or-treating, we'd all meet in our kitchen, like, our dining room.
Mm-hmm.
We'd take all of our candy... spill it out onto the table.
Yeah.
We sort all of our candy individually.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'd bargain and trade
nice.
Candy amongst each other.
Yeah, that was... I feel like bargaining is such a big part of Halloween. Like, when you're a kid, you're like, oh, I don't really like Almond Joys, but, like, I love Kit Kats. Give me your Kit Kats for the Almond Joys. You know what I mean? Like...
Yeah, because, like, I remember Caroline hated... Like, she didn't like anything peanut butter. So if she got any, like, Reese's peanut butter cups or Snickers or anything like that...
Reese's.
Like, if she got any of those kinds of candies, like, she would give them to me and my sister, and, like, we would trade back whatever she wanted. And we did that for a long time. Like, I remember doing that even, I think even when I was in, like, middle school, like the late end of trick-or-treating. Like, when my sister was probably
in... You stopped trick-or-treating in middle school?
I think for me, mostly. Because I don't remember trick-or-treating, like... Okay, because, like, COVID... Like, once COVID hit, mm-hmm. I never trick-or-treated again.
Yeah.
So, I think the benchmark is, like, middle school. Because I don't remember going my freshman year... Like, when I was 14, I don't remember doing it.
Mm-hmm. I feel like junior year of high school, like, we didn't trick-or-treat. But we, like... Because and I feel like you were there for this. Or you should have been.
I was probably there for a bit. Because I think, like, that, like, those years, like, junior and senior year, I think I would, like, split my Halloween. Like, yeah. I'd hang out with one set of people. And then I'd be like, all right, cool, I'm going to go hang out with these other people. And, like, I'd leave, like, whatever, wherever I was. And then I'd go, like, meet up with people. But, like, also, like, I feel like I'd have, like, Halloween celebrated on different days. Because, like, I remember... For most of high school, mm-hmm. so sophomore, junior, senior year, not freshman year,
yeah.
I would have like a Halloween celebration with my friends in Jersey, but we would do it like a week after Halloween.
Oh, okay.
Like we would do it like the week.
Boxing Day of Halloween.
We would do it like that first weekend of November or whatever. Mm-hmm. So like I also would celebrate Halloween like separated. Like I remember doing that and then I'd also do it again like a few days later.
Gotcha. I remember this is a funny Halloween story, I guess, like, but there was a Halloween party maybe it was our senior year. You and I went together and we wanted to like
year it was.
I don't know either, but what were you dressed as?
I was a Pizza Planet delivery guy.
Yes.
And you were
I was Kermit the Frog. Yeah. And that night, we, like, wanted to have, like, we just wanted to hang out. And it was super freezing out that night because, like, I don't know, Halloween just be cold sometimes. And we were like, what should we do? Like, should we just, like, hang out or should we, like, sleep in our car and stuff? And it was a good night. Me and Nate bonded that night.
Yeah.
We slept very closely to each other.
Yeah, I like that Halloween party. I remember just being like it low-key felt like a fever dream in a good way.
Yeah,
in the sense that it was like,
I feel like fever dreams can be fun sometimes.
Yeah, like I feel like it was like a hectic, like unordinary night that I do, but it was still like an enjoyable time. Like I look fondly on that night.
This is a tangent, but apparently I've had a fever dream before. I don't remember it, but my mom like always tells the story of me having a fever dream, and it's like what made me have like a fear of spiders.
Really?
Like apparently I was tweaking because I had like a million spiders all over my body, like when I had a fever really bad once, and like I guess that's what sparked my fear. But like I low-key almost beat my fear of spiders. Like if it's a jumping spider, like maybe you can crawl on my hand. Like maybe, like you're cute enough, like, you know.
But you draw the line at jumping spiders?
No. Yeah. Because they're just super fascinating and they're like intelligent. So I'm like, I know you're not going to hurt me. Like you're cool. I'm not saying other spiders aren't intelligent. For all the spiders listening, I'm not saying you're not intelligent, but I'm just saying you're a little scarier looking. Like,
not,
I don't know.
You're not on the level of the jumping spider.
Yeah.
You know?
And it's like, yeah, they jump, but they also like can see colors cool and like they look cool. I don't know. I'm trying to find a photo of you and me at that Halloween.
There's definitely some out there. I don't even know where I'd look for it though, because like I don't take photos on my phone ever. So like it'd have to be like saved somewhere or like buried deep in some social media app. But like as you're looking,
yeah,
because you brought up the decorations in Upper Nyack.
Yes.
Like my house. Like, mm-hmm. my mom and my stepdad, specifically my stepdad, goes crazy for Halloween decorations.
I saw that when I dropped you off, like, not too long ago at your house.
Yeah, like, I honestly couldn't even tell you how long it's been, like, happening. But I feel like my stepdad, John, has been doing, like, Halloween decor stuff for, mm-hmm. like, as long as I can remember.
Well, he's an artist, so he definitely, like, has a fun time doing that.
Yeah, like, because he makes everything, and it's like his passion project for the month.
That's pretty cool.
And he starts before October, too. It's, like, usually, I think this year he started prepping in, like, August. Like,
dang.
He was ready. I think it was, like, right around his birthday, which is, like, late August.
Mm-hmm.
He started prepping.
Nice.
But he also just, like, because he's also someone just, like, that repurposes stuff. So, like, every year.
Which is great.
It's great. Yeah. But every year, it's, like, the Halloween decorations become more and more extravagant because we have the leftovers from all the previous years.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's this big, like, paper mache skeleton.
Nice.
That my stepdad made because we went to the botanical gardens mm-hmm. for, like, a Frida Kahlo event. And oh, they cool. had these, like, paper mache'd. Like puppets, like giant skeleton puppets that people were wearing for the event. And my stepdad was like, he was like, that is so cool. I'm going to make that. So he made a version of it. I think it used like PVC pipe and that kind of stuff.
Nice.
But he made like his own version of it to wear in the NIAC parade because he was in the NIAC art collective at the time and they had like a section in the parade.
What's the NIAC art collective?
It was like, I think it still exists. I'm not 100% sure because he's not a member anymore. But it's just like a collective of artists in NIAC. And they
that makes sense.
And they just meet like monthly and they have like themes where they make different paintings and stuff. And then like they have like events at different restaurants in NIAC and they just take part in different stuff in NIAC.
Gotcha.
So like I remember they used to have like their art used to be displayed in Casa de Sol.
Oh, okay, cool.
And now I think some of their stuff is displayed in Burger Loft in NIAC. Like, if you ever go in,
Burger Loft is so good.
You know how, like, when you first walk in, there's, like, two rooms? It's, like, the restaurant to your right and then that other room to your left?
Mm.
The art's in the other room. Like, it's in that other room to the left.
Gotcha.
You
know, Casa del Sol used to be, like, the night spot in NIAC back in the day? Like, it is now still, but, like, for 40-year-olds. But it used to be the case, like, for the same 40-year-olds, but, like, when they were 20.
Eight, yeah.
Or, like, 18. Yeah. Like, my mom... She used to, like, she was dating this guy who was, like, in a band, or, like, he was, like, a singer, and they used to, like, do shows together sometimes there, and it's pretty cool. Like, that place has, like, so much, like, history, and also it used to be way bigger. Do you remember when it had, like, that other room?
Yeah, because, well, like, that other room, which is now, I think, ironically, a smoke shop.
Yes, it is.
That was the room where the art collective work was displayed for a long time. Yeah.
Nice.
They had to, I think the reason they moved where the art's displayed is because when Casa lost that part, they were like, we don't have the space for you guys to represent art.
Mm.
So that's why I think it got moved. I'm not 100% sure, but like I'm like 98% sure.
That's pretty confident.
Yeah.
Our friend's aunt, or like, I guess... godparents or like family friend, like I don't know, we just say his aunt, even though I guess technically that's not the case. You know who I'm talking about, Sue and Jen.
Yes.
They have like every year they do for Halloween. I don't know if they still do it just because like we're not there to see. I assume they do because they kept it up like pretty much at least my whole life, because like even before I knew them, I remember their house during Halloween. They would have a huge spider web made out of like caution tape, and like when I say huge, I mean like, I don't know, let me give dimensions. I'm not gonna give dimensions, but it was really big. And then they'd have like a huge inflatable spider like attached to it, and it was super cool. And like that always stood out to me as a kid, because it's just like, I don't know, bigger equals better when you're a kid. You're like, that's the coolest thing ever because it's so big.
Yeah, I think the first time I saw it, it was before I was friends with Gabe. And, like, I didn't know it was, like, their house.
Yeah.
And I was just like, that is so cool. And then, like, right? When I learned that it was, like, oh, my God, like, I've been in that house before now, it's mm-hmm. like, that's crazy. Like, it's the world's a small place.
It is. Well, it's really the town is a small place.
The town is a small
but,
place.
Yeah.
But.
I also remember one year they had, like, PVC tubes, like pretty thick, like probably like 6 inches in diameter of like the pipes, and then at the end of, and that they would sit on the porch and it would go down to the bottom of the stairs, and then trick-or-treaters would come up and you'd press the button of which tube you wanted, because it would say like Snickers or like Kit Kat or whatever it was,
mm-hmm.
and then you'd press it and they would like shoot it down. Like, they would just drop it through. Like, obviously, they weren't doing anything, like, super fancy, but it was just super cool. Like, as a kid, like, oh, my God, I'm touching the button to get the candy I want. That's so cool.
Yeah, my stepdad made a similar thing during COVID because, mm-hmm. like, the whole thing was, like, you know, like, 6 feet
yeah,
apart, can't interact.
Yeah.
He made, like, a PVC candy chute, but it's the snakes from
Beetlejuice?
Beetlejuice, yes.
Nice, that's sick.
So, and he still has it, and like we really? Still use it to this day. I don't know if he used it this year, but I remember him using it a couple years ago. Like, I think probably like when, like freshman year of college, so like mm-hmm. 2 years ago, I remember it being used.
Nice.
But like, yeah, like he made that whole thing, and like the whole theme of like that he went with for that Halloween was Beetlejuice themed. Like I think they were my parents dressed up as like Beetlejuice characters. I could be 100% wrong about that though, but I feel like they did.
That would make sense.
But like now my parents, especially because like they don't have to go trick or treating with kids anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Is they like have people come, they do like a whole thing in our driveway. They have like a fire pit. Like they'll have like kids will get candy, and like adults, they'll have like drinks and stuff for like my stepdad will make people drinks or like give them beers and stuff like that if they want. I think that's fine. But they would like give them that kind of stuff. Because I think my parents have like the attitude of like, you know, if you're going to walk around the neighborhood with your kid just watching them get candy, you might as well get something else you can enjoy.
Yeah.
I'm honestly
pretty excited for like, I don't know, just trick-or-treating was fun, and like it's not that we can't do it anymore, but it's like it feels not very socially acceptable.
Yeah, it's so, like you get to an age where people are just like, you shouldn't really be trick-or-treating anymore. I think it comes from the fact that like we could just buy our own candy. I think that's probably like where the difference is. Mm-hmm. It's like the moment where it's like you theoretically could like have a job where you can buy the candy that you want.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I don't know. I think it's just like it's like a thing for kids.
Wait, were you like, sorry, wait, continue. Continue.
Well, that was the end of my I was just like, trick-or-treating is a thing for kids.
Gotcha. Were you a kid who like, did you have a little pumpkin bucket? Like, what'd you have to carry your candy?
So it changed over the years.
Okay.
So I think when I was really young, I had like those buckets and stuff.
Okay.
And then it morphed into just pillowcases.
Same.
Because the pillowcase is like the perfect tool for holding candy on Halloween.
It really is.
It's large enough where you could really fill it up.
My goodness, yes you can. Like, and, oh my gosh.
And but also it's like you can tie, like you could wrap it around your hand and throw it over your shoulder, mm-hmm. or like you could like make like a knot and like tie it to something. Like it's low-key, it's very like flexible when it comes to how you could carry a pillowcase.
Yeah.
So it got to the point where my mom would literally buy like Halloween themed pillowcases that were only used for trick-or-treating.
That's pretty cool. I wish I did that. My go-to pillowcase was, I had like a Star Wars like bedsheet set, and like I was never a Star Wars fan. Like, you know how I feel about Star Wars.
Yeah.
I don't love it. I think it's cool, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know, my mom was like, he's a kid, Star Wars.
He's a child boy. Yeah, Star Wars.
Exactly. And like, which is fine, I guess. But I had a Star Wars like pillowcase, and it was like kind of fluffy, and it had the Death Star on it. And I remember, like, always using that when I got older because I didn't use the
sheet
set anymore. Yeah. So it's like, this is perfect. But my mom, were your parents, like, strict about, like, candy?
In what way?
Okay, it's Halloween. You get a poop ton of candy in your pillowcase. Like,
mm-hmm.
You filled that pillowcase to halfway. Like, I've hit, like, the halfway mark before. Like, we...
Yeah, I've had a lot of candy.
Yeah, like,
before.
You go ham. Like, that's a lot of candy. And it's like, okay, at a certain point, my mom would be like, yo, you gotta chill with the candy. You know what I mean? And I definitely... Part of it was she just wanted to eat the candy. And, like, she wanted it for herself. But to adapt to this, I was like, I have to innovate. Like, I need my candy. Like, I can't just not have candy.
Like, I can't share this candy. This is my candy.
This is my candy. So I remember I had, like, an old New Year's hat. Like, it was kind of fedora-shaped, but it was, like, you know, some, like, cheap thing you buy from, like, I don't know, Dollar General, Five Below, whatever.
Yeah, one of those
stores. Your local,
stores.
Like, cheap stores. And I filled it to the brim with candy, which isn't a lot, but like it was at a certain point, like past Halloween, where it was enough to like sustain me. And I taped it to my ceiling, so it was like, oh, it's just a cool decoration. But when I like, and it was like hanging, and like the way I taped it, and then I just like stand up on my bed really tall and like grab some candy to, like, hide it from her.
Yeah, so I never had to do anything that absurd. I remember, like, when I was, like, a kid, my mom, like, there were certain candies that, like, I didn't have, like, I enjoy now, but I didn't enjoy when I was a kid. Like, Almond Joys is a really good example of that. Like, I didn't really like Almond Joys when I was younger. I love them now. They're so good.
Does it have coconut in it?
Yes,
yeah, it does. Yeah, that's the one I don't like.
So, my mom loved those. So, mm-hmm. if I ever got Almond Joys, she'd be like, you're giving me all your Almond Joys. And I'm like, fine, I don't care, because I don't want them. And, like, neither of my sisters really liked them, so they weren't good trade value either. Like, there was they were kind of like a dead candy.
Yeah, it's just like, why am I getting this right? Like, why is this in my pillowcase?
Yeah, so, like, that kind of, like, helped disperse my candy. But I think, like, I remember for a while, like, if my parents just asked for, like, candy, like, if they were like, hey, can we please have a Reese's cup? Mm-hmm. Or can we have, like, a Snickers? Like, if they asked for, like, a certain candy, I'd be like, oh, yeah, sure. And I would just give them the candy.
Yeah, my mom would ask for some, and it was chill and all, but our taste in candy overlapped too much, which is why I think she just wanted to take my candy all the time. Like, I've caught her a couple times, like, sneaking a Twix out of my pillowcase, and it's like, dude, I worked hard. I walked from door to door for that candy, all right? Like, it's mine.
I begged for that candy.
Yeah, right? I said trick or treat, and thank you.
Yeah, like, because, like, I don't know. Yeah, because, like, I think the only time my parents got strict about it is if it was, like, if I ate too much candy in one night. Like, they'd be like, okay, like, you've had four Twix bars. You're good. You don't need any more. Put those M&Ms back. You can have them another day. Like, that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, my parents would every now and then, like, because the benefit of my siblings all doing the candy trade is that, like, my parents could just walk over and they'd see all our candy and they could be like, that's suspicious, we're getting rid of this, that doesn't look right, we're getting rid of that.
Like, give an example. Like, what do you mean suspicious?
Like there were some people who would like make their own candy, I guess. Like, they made their own hard candy. Yeah, at least, like, there was, like, maybe like one or two houses that did that, and my mom was always, like, really suspicious of that. Like, if anything wasn't like a clear wrapper, like, that was either branded or, like, you could tell wasn't tampered with, my mom was usually like, we're getting rid of this.
Gotcha.
But if it looked like something that was either, like, not branded in a sense that it was, like, you can't tell if it was, like, homemade or if it's just, like, some, like, this most, the most obscure brand of candy ever.
Mm-hmm.
Or if it was, like, clearly, like, the wrappers was, like, messed up to a point where my mom would be like, this could be tampered with. That stuff would get tossed. But
that makes sense.
Other than that, like, my parents weren't that strict when it came to the candy, I feel like.
Yeah, it's not that she wasn't, like, I'm making her out to sound a little bit more strict than she was, I think. Like, she wasn't that strict, but, like, it just would always end up at a certain point where she's like, all right, you gotta chill with the candy. But, like, it was always too much anyway, actually.
Yeah, like, when I really think about it, like, I remember there were years where I got so much candy for Halloween that, like, when Christmas time would roll around and, like, like, Christmas cookie baking is a big thing in my family.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'd have this influx of, like, delicious homemade cookies to eat.
So you weren't eating candy.
And I was like, but I still have, like, this candy left from Halloween. Like, what am I going to do? And I'm, like, overwhelmed. Overwhelmed with all these choices of sweets.
Yeah.
And, like, there would be times where I would just, like, ignore the Halloween candy for, like, all of, like, half of December. And then January rolls around and you're like...
And then it's like low-key expired.
It's like expired, or like if it was like chocolate, it's like low-key like melted and refrozen and melted like several times and just deformed and gross. And you're just like, I'm throwing this out.
Dude, over the summer, I think, this summer, I got a candy bar of some sort. I don't remember what it was. Oh, it was a Hershey bar. I remember.
Because
I worked at a snack bar kind of thing. Like, I told you about this, obviously. And there was candy. And sometimes it's, like, on the way out, I'm like, I want to eat something in the car just because, like, it's 30 minutes, but, like, because of traffic, and it's like, ugh, I want to do something. So I got a Hershey's, and it melted like crazy because it was a bajillion degrees. And you know me, I'm a windows downer. I never put the AC on. So, like, even though it was, like, 95 and it was traffic, I was just, like, in the sun sweating. But the... Obviously, the Hershey within 5 minutes was, like, completely melted because I didn't eat it at first. And then it was already destroyed. So I'm like, I guess I can't eat this. I'll put it in the freezer when I get home and eat it, like, tomorrow or, like, later that night, whatever. I completely forgot about it.
Oh, no.
And, like, it was, I guess the way I put it in was super weird. Dude, when I found it, because it was just, like, a couple weeks later, I was like, wait, I think there's a Hershey bar in there. Like, I just, like, it, I don't know, came into my head for some reason. Dude, it was, like, the craziest shape because it got, like, crumpled. And, like, it was forming, like a V, but, like, with so many different folds, and it was frozen like that. And it was so cool because it's, like, yeah, obviously that's how chocolate works, but I was, like, I'm not even eating a Hershey bar. I'm eating, like, a Hershey U. Or, like, a Hershey conglomerate.
Yeah. I mean, like the place I worked at, because mm-hmm. it was a trampoline park, so, like, there was, like, snacks and stuff. Like, every now and then we'd have, like, candy. Like, usually it was, like, chips and that kind of stuff.
I loved going to that closet to get chips.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
But, like, I remember the candy bar I would always, like, be, like, I need to take one of these home. It was a Crunch bar. I love Crunch bars. They are so good.
They're for me, mid-tier candy. Like, yeah, it's good. I'm not going to pick it, but if you give it to me, I'm going to eat it.
I think for me, like, I don't know what it is, but it's like, I think the chocolate itself is, like, all right. Mm-hmm. But the crunch.
What is the crunch?
I have no idea what it is. We'd have to Google it.
Wait, put in your guess. I want to put in a guess, too. I think it's just, like, wafer, like, dots.
Yeah, I think it's probably, like, chunks of wafer is what I'm assuming, because, like, I think that's what Bunch of Crunch is, and, like, a Crunch bar is just, like, supposed to be a bunch of, like, it's Bunch of Crunch but in the shape of a bar, so I'm assuming it's, like, a wafer candy thing.
It's Rice Krispies. Well, they didn't say Rice Krispies, they said crisped rice, because probably
branding.
They can't say, yeah,
licensing.
Yeah, but it's just Rice Krispies.
Okay,
the crisped rice is the source of the crunch, providing a textural and auditory contrast to the smooth chocolate. That's what AI Overview said.
Well, you can't really trust the AI Overview. Oh, but I guess you can't really be wrong with that. That's hard to mess up.
Well, like, yeah. Do you want me to click on a different... I'll click on a different source just for you.
Thank you.
Crunch.com.
Okay, so this is from the website.
This is from the website. No, I don't want to accept the cookies. Says... Oh my God, there's so much stuff on here. Just give me the answer.
How many pop-ups can one website give you?
It says...
Oh.
It says nothing.
Okay, well, we'll just go with the...
Crisped rice.
Crisp rice? Cool.
Crisp rice. Right. Who knew crisped rice could sound so good? Oh, wait, we did. That's what it said. The website's just a big ad, but...
I mean, that's what most websites are.
Yeah. It's crisped rice.
Yeah, crunch bars are just so, like, if I go to the movie theater with, like, my family, they always get, like, we have a giant movie theater by us.
Mm-hmm.
So when we go, because it's an AMC, it's like they have, like, the combo deals. Like, you're like, oh, can I get a number one? It's like a big bucket of popcorn, a drink, and, like, a candy or whatever, like those kinds of things.
Mm-hmm.
My parents would get the one where it's like the drink, the popcorn, and the candy. And to this day, if I go with them, they always order it. And usually just like, we don't want the candy. When I'm with them, I'm like, I'm getting Bunch of Crunch. Like, give me a box of Bunch of Crunch right now.
My go-to, like, at the movie theater. Wow, I love our tangents. Like, we're talking about movie theater now, but is like, I don't know. I just love me, like, popcorn with, like, honestly, I'm not going to lie. I know it's, like, disgusting, but I put, the liquid butter on it.
No, like, I think that's fine.
I feel like it's actually disgusting, though.
For...
Like, in the grand scheme of life.
In the grand scheme of life,
sure. It's such, like, ugh.
But, like, okay, buttered popcorn, like, warm buttered popcorn, and you throw, like, M&Ms in there.
No.
Like, that's a great combo. I know you hate this.
I don't hate it. I've seen people do it. I get the appeal, but it's like, why can't you just eat them separate?
Because here's the thing. I'll explain this to you.
Also, like, you get such a large bucket of popcorn, and then you get one thing at M&M's. That's not going to cut it.
That's because that's why you buy M&M's from a different place.
Well, I was going to say, yeah. I mean...
You get the family pack at Target or whatever.
Yeah,
and
Target.
You sneak
and you
it
put
into
it in your
theater.
Hoodie pocket. Yeah, of course. I mean, once I was like, it was my money. Like, by the time I was, you know, sustaining myself, I never... Ever the only thing I'd buy at the movie theater was a Slurpee, because I'm not gonna lie, The Coca-Cola Slurpees were so good.
Slurpees are banned in my house.
What? Why?
Caroline, my younger sister, will immediately throw up if she drinks any of them.
Why?
I don't know. It's just something.
So why can't you drink one?
Because like, okay, because when we were kids, this is such a random tangent. So do you remember in the Target at the Palisades Mall, before they had that Starbucks there, it was like a drink thing, and one of the things they had was Slurpees?
I thought it was always Starbucks.
No, it used to be something else. It was before Starbucks was, like, big.
I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
So they had the icy machines there. And so, like, whenever I'd go to the mall, we'd always convince my mom to get us, like, me and my older sister would always convince my mom to get us ices. And because Caroline was with us, she would just get one, too. Mm-hmm. And the first handful of times it happened, because at first my mom didn't think that's what was causing my sister to be sick. Like, that was what was causing her to puke, was the Slurpee itself.
Yeah.
We'd all get one. We're drinking it. And either in the parking lot or in the car or, like, somewhere.
Miscellaneous place.
After she drank that Slurpee. Mm-hmm. It was just come right back up.
That was a wretched noise in my ears. I'm not going to lie.
I'm sorry. So so we just stopped getting Slurpees. And, like, the last time I remember getting a Slurpee.
Okay.
That I fully remember.
Okay.
I was at the Stony Point Day Camp.
It
was that long ago?
You haven't had a slushie in that long.
Yeah. Like, the icy Slurpee specifically?
Like, it doesn't matter what brand.
Well, I'm thinking,
like, you never getting, like, a 7-Eleven Slurpee?
No, if I go to 7-Eleven, I get the big gulp cups. Ugh. And I usually just, like, get a soda or, like, a drink.
Oh my god.
It's cuz like, low key, I don't know. It was just something about it. It was like a special thing that I would get, cuz it used to be something I got, like, not regularly, but somewhat on a consistent basis. Mm-hmm. And then it was like stripped from me. And then
stripped from you?
The Slurpee.
Oh.
Because Caroline couldn't drink it anymore.
But so why couldn't you get it?
I don't know. It was like one of those things where it was like, I no longer feel the need to get this anymore. Well, also because, like, you could also say, like, there was like a subconscious association between drinking it and throwing up.
Fair enough.
Because, like, even though it didn't happen to me, like, mm-hmm. I've witnessed it, and, like, that sits in the back of your mind regardless.
Definitely.
But yeah, so that was that. And, like, yeah, so the last time I remember having, like, a Slurpee was, like, it was, I think I was in second grade, and I was at the Stony Point summer day camp, and one of the things that we used to do is we went to this, like, local movie theater.
Okay.
And we would, like, watch, it would either be one or two movies you could pick. If it was, like, a PG-13 movie, they'd have, like, another movie for, like, the younger kids to watch, and, like, people who got, like, if your parents approved.
How old are you at this point?
Well, how old are you in second grade? Like, 8? 9?
Yes.
Yeah,
so. No.
Yeah?
I was 4 going 5 in kindergarten.
Yeah, but you're young.
5 going 6. Yeah, but then you're still 6 going 7.
So, 5 in kindergarten. 6 in first grade.
So 7.
7.
So I was 6 going on 7 in second grade.
But it was the summer of second grade, so I was 8.
No.
Yes.
Summer going into third grade? Or going into second
grade? Going into third grade. It was the summer after second grade.
So you were
grade.
7.
No, I would.
Wouldn't you turn 8 in January?
No, I would turn 9 in January. Is that not...
But we can agree for second grade, I was 6 going on 7.
Yes, we can agree on that.
Okay, sounds good.
And I remember, we would go, and, like, my mom would give us, like, money for us to buy, like, a snack or something. And I would buy the Slurpees sometimes.
Nice.
And that was the last time I remember. I don't even remember what movie we watched. It might have been... Actually, it might have been the first Amazing Spider-Man movie.
I saw that in theaters, too.
yeah. I remember watching that at camp. I was such... I don't know why. Because I wasn't even that big of a Spider-Man fan.
Oh, my God.
When I was that young.
I was massive.
I don't think I liked Spider-Man until... I think that movie low-key made me like Spider-Man.
I always liked Spider-Man. But when I was super, super young, I would say my favorite superhero was Light the Queen. Which is Lightning McQueen, but I didn't say Lightning McQueen. Because I guess I couldn't.
I had a Cars bet at one point.
Nice. I had a car bed. Wait, did I have a car bed? No, I never had a car bed. Jaden had a car bed. Mm. And I just remember the car bed.
Yeah, I had a car. Like, Cars was, like, one of my favorite movies when I was a kid. Okay, wait. This is a random tangent, but okay. I have to ask this question.
Sure, go for it.
What's your opinion on Cars 2?
I have to see what you're... That's the spy one.
That's the spy one.
Okay. Yeah. I saw it in theaters. I remember seeing it in theaters.
I saw it in theaters as well.
I don't know. I haven't seen it, I think, since I saw it in theaters. Okay. I have no memory.
Would you say...
I was six.
Out of the three Cars movies, which one do you think is the best Cars movie? That's a better question. Cars, like, do you think the original is better than the other two?
I don't even... What happens in Cars 3?
It's like you're old, Lightning McQueen. It's like he's like old now. Wait, and there's like a new generation of cars that are like better than him.
2017?
Yeah.
Wow. I don't think I've seen Cars 3.
It
has this cool guy. I remember that cool guy. What's that guy's name? The cool guy.
It's like the
black and blue car.
Yes, that's the one that like calls Lightning McQueen old and tells him to enjoy retirement.
He's like, you're a boomer, McQueen.
Yeah, he's like, enjoy retirement, buddy.
That's pretty funny. No, I don't remember that.
Okay, because like I've had this argument before where like I don't think Cars 2 is that great of a movie, but that's just because like I think it kind of loses what Cars is about.
It's about cars. It doesn't lose
that. I know, but it's a weird thing where, like, my mind is, like, Cars is about car racing.
Cool. Yeah, agreed.
So, like, the first one is about, like, Lightning McQueen, like, getting his lick back, you can say.
Yeah.
And, like, you know, like, rising to the challenge to be number one.
Okay.
And then the third movie is about him, like, he's, like...
Why'd you skip the third?
Well, because I'm saying that they share the similarity.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Let me explain the similarity first.
Okay.
And then the third one's about like him like coming to realize like, okay, maybe I can't race forever. Like, you know, like I can't do this for like, the rest of my life.
So
like,
does he retire at the end of the movie? Spoiler alert.
I can't remember, actually. I don't remember like what.
Or are we going to get a Cars 4? It's like Lightning McQueen's son.
Lightning.
Wait, does he get with Sally?
I don't know.
You are clearly a Cars fanatic. You're like, I always talk about which one's the best one, and now you don't even know what happens?
Okay, because, like, Cars 3 is, like, it's an alright movie. I haven't watched... The last time I watched it was on a plane. The last time I was on a plane was winter senior year. I don't even think I watched it then. I don't think so. I think I watched Bullet Train, I think, that
Bullet Train is a phenomenal movie.
I love Bullet Train.
Yeah, great movie.
But then Cars 2 is it's like Lightning McQueen is like doing like a world tour racing thing, but that's not the main plot. The main plot is the spy thing that Mater's doing, and I'm just like, this is...
Wait, Lightning McQueen's not even in the spy part? It's just Mater?
Mater's the one where, like, Lightning McQueen, I'm pretty sure, is like, he's just doing like a world tour race thing, and Mater's come along with him, and then Mater somehow gets strung into the whole spy thing, and Lightning McQueen is like, what the hell is happening?
Okay. Interesting. I don't remember this. But, like, that's okay. That's okay.
But, yeah, that's just, like, that's what I remember. But I could be 100%. Like, maybe we have to watch all three Cars movies to really make sure.
I'm good. But I have been, honestly, fiending for watching Incredibles 1 and 2 again. Just because I keep getting this one guy on my Instagram who draws characters just in a cool way. And he's been really, like, harping on the Incredibles stuff because I think it just, like, he blew up from it. I don't know. They're really cool drawings, though. And I'm like, I kind of just want to watch Incredibles now. Like, I don't know. Like, phenomenal Pixar movies.
Incredibles is such a great movie. But, like...
Are you about to say you didn't like 2? Because I'm going to lunge.
I think 2 is okay.
Oh, my God.
I don't think it was amazing.
Why?
Because, okay... I think there's some plot holes in there.
Oh, media major.
Yeah, buddy.
But it's so good.
Like I think Incredibles 2 suffers from this like mid 2010s to like 2020s Disney problem, which is the twist villain problem. Where if you really think about it, all those movies had twist villains and not all of them worked.
Like, hit me with some of them.
Hans, Frozen.
Okay.
The guy from Coco.
Okay.
Like, do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Ernesto, is that his name?
I don't remember.
Or is that the other guy's name?
I don't remember.
Him. The Incredibles 2 villain is a twist villain.
Yeah.
I have to look. I need a list of movies because there's more.
That's exactly what I'm pulling up right now.
Like, I'm just going to... I could just look up Disney twist villains and this will make my life a lot easier.
That would. Also, I think in like 5 minutes, we should play some music before our break. Sound good?
Okay. Okay. King Candy in Wreck-It Ralph.
Dude, such a good movie. Oh my goodness. Okay, that's not a bad twist.
But that's not a bad twist. But I'm saying the villain in Up, the guy, Charles whatever.
I don't remember his name.
But the guy in Up. The crab monster from Monsters, Inc. He's also a twist villain.
You're right.
The sheep from Zootopia, twist villain.
But these aren't bad twist villains.
They're not, but then it gets to a point where they are bad twist villains.
Just because there's so many.
Because there's so many twist villains, but also because it doesn't work. Like, okay, I love Big Hero 6.
That's a good twist villain.
I don't think his motives are laid out good enough. I truly don't think so.
Isn't it like... I don't even... It's been a minute.
Do you want me to explain the twist? Because I could explain it to you.
Yeah, sure. Go for it.
So it's... I don't remember the character's name. But his daughter was like used as like a test subject for this project. Where it's like, I think it's like multi-dimensional travel or something along those lines.
Yeah, I remember that.
And then during the testing phase, she like...
Disappears. Yeah.
And then he has this like weird villain arc where he like takes control over Hero's microbots things. And then he's like trying to destroy the other character and like everything he stood for.
Well,
because he ruined his life by losing his daughter. But like his daughter signed... Like, I get it. I get that it's a very emotional journey.
Anger is a difficult thing to grapple with.
I think it is. Yes, it is. But like, it's just some of the stuff he's doing just doesn't make sense.
Like, how many people in the world are upset at the wrong things for the right reasons?
Yes. I just think like as a story, narratively, there are cracks in the thing, and I think these other twist villains also suffer from that.
I think who else?
Like the one from Incredibles 2. Like the screen. What the hell? The screen twisters? Screen.
I don't remember.
Screen zombie? Whatever their name was. It was just like, I don't know. It felt like kind of like a weird shoehorned twist villain that wasn't really necessary. Like, you could make the argument that Hans wasn't really that great of a twist villain either in Frozen. Because, like, his twist makes sense when you think about like the character, like what his motive to be, like what his motive would be for the twist, but it doesn't make sense with how the character acts throughout the movie. And that this is just like me being a writer and a media major, like this is the stuff I notice.
No, that's fair. I don't know. Halloween. What a tangent. Halloween is great, and I'm excited. I love the time of year way more than the holiday.
Yeah, I think the time of year is really good. I do have a soft spot for the holiday, but I think that's also because, like, I have this, like, idealistic idea of what Halloween is, which is it's, like, the people, like, this the neighborhood that you live in, like, comes to, it's, like, the one time they come together as a community, and people dress up and give candy to children, and it's just, like, a fun, happy time.
Hopefully.
And, like, that's just my, like, idealized version of Halloween. And that's, like, such a good holiday. Like logistically, that's so good.
Yeah, that's fair. No, I like it. There's definitely some good memories and stuff. I think we're gonna start playing some music for you guys.
Which will feel just as whiplashed as our conversations.
Yeah, it really will. But we're going to start off, the first song we have for you guys is a song called, Well, so first we're going to play this song, then we're going to go into a break, and then we're going to play more songs. And then the songs after the break are going to be songs that we feel are our childhood. Or, like
remind us of our childhood. Or like, yeah. They're like some of the songs I picked are, it's like, these artists are like, these songs remind me of my mom, which reminds me of my childhood.
Yeah, same. Exactly.
So, yeah. But yeah, so we'll play the song on rotation, which
indeed,
which is Jesse. Can you hit me with the title, please?
It's Mrs. Kind Eyes by The Point. I really, really like this song, and I'm really excited for you guys to hear it. So
I haven't listened to it fully yet. So
well, here we go.
Ow!
So that was Mrs. Kind Eyes by Point, like I said before. Yeah, we're just going to talk for like another like minute, and then we're going to go into our break. And then when we come back, like I said, we're going to start listening to music. For the first 30 minutes we have, or like 25 minutes, we have Nate's songs, and then we're going to have mine for the second 25. And then we'll give you like little things here and there in between.
Sprinklings of conversation.
Yeah, sorry, I forgot to turn your mic on.
That's all good. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. There's nothing for us to really talk about in a minute.
I mean, did you do the Wordle today?
Oh,
you didn't? Oh, my goodness.
I don't think I did, actually.
Wow.
I did it yesterday. I got it in... Oh, no. I did do the Wordle today.
Good. How many did you get it in?
I got it in 3.
Let's go. All right. We're gonna go on break now, and we'll see you guys back in a couple minutes.
You're listening to WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. Keep it locked forever.
Standing at the edge of a rocky shore, you breathe in the cool, salty air, watching the sun disappear on the horizon. Across the globe, someone begins their day along a sandy beach, listening to the rhythm of the crashing waves. You each envision a world beneath the water, vibrant life in every imaginable form. Now, imagine it's all gone. What was once a place of wonder and beauty is now a dull, lifeless wasteland. Food, jobs, medicine, all gifts from the ocean, all gone. Time is running.